Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 26th of March, recording at 10:10 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mixed, quiet, and mixed. Maybe a few more down than up, particularly India, which has been underperforming recently. In Europe, we had quite the opposite. And some quite good gains, a number of them over 1%, and the best, I think, Sweden, 1.71%, and only the Spanish IBEX market seems to have bucked that trend and moved lower today. But it was the Americas where we saw additional strength. The S&P up 19 to a new closing high for the year. That's at 1416 and change, up 1.39%. The NASDAQ 100 index up 1.78%, also to another new high for the year. In long-dated government bond prices, we had a little bit of easing against that background. The U.S. dollar is also a little easier in here today, particularly against some of the European currencies. For instance, the euro is up to 133.60 as I speak, sterling up to 159.70. I noticed the Australian dollar is also up to 105.37. Gold, which had a good day on Friday, as did other precious metals, followed through here today up to, or currently trading at 1689 and nearly 1690. And silver up to 3282. Platinum strong, 1654 and change. And we had a good day for copper. Here as well, up to nearly 390. Grains and beans disappointed their followers. We had early gains, but those were pared back quite a bit, although both wheat and soybeans in particular closed with some modest gains. Crude oil was quieter against that background, but a little steadier. The Brent is at 107, and I'll just check, because it's all, it can be all over the place. I'll just check that the Brent crude. That's at 125.72, so that's up 59 cents. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets have been in a rising consolidation. Most of them, that is, and led by Wall Street, where the strength this year has really been very impressive. So with those new highs for the year, Wall Street is still in this extremely orderly and consistent rising trend, where you really need to look at a daily chart to see the pullbacks, and there haven't been many of those. Now, when we get markets that move up this persistently, inevitably one is concerned about the increasing scope for some sort of pullback and consolidation of gains in addition to what we've seen to date. It doesn't mean that one's bearish overall, because this is classic cyclical bull market action here, but these markets don't go on performing like this much beyond the medium term, as we have, and we're certainly into a medium term climb here, nearly 3 months rather into the year. Now, what I can say is that we would need to see on Wall Street, where the Wall Street leash effect is so important, we would need to see closes beneath last Friday's intraday lows by the leading indices, and those would be the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. So closes below last Friday's intraday lows just to give a little hint of an upside failure. And they would need to take out the early March reaction low to indicate a more significant, or to confirm a more significant pause. So my point is that those of you who work with charts, and of course you all do, therefore, if when these trends eventually lose momentum beyond a brief ranging pause, you will see it as they break underneath some of their little reaction lows, just as I have described. One of the catalysts, or I think the main catalyst for this move here today, came from Bernanke, who made a comment about the need to retain a very accommodative monetary policy in line with, I'm paraphrasing here, but he certainly mentioned the accommodative monetary policy. But my paraphrasing is in line with the unemployment mandate. That's the second half of his or of the Fed's dual mandate. And markets have responded to that. We could really say that they've been on a Bernanke high all year. And when other Fed governors talk about the possibility of ending the extremely accommodative monetary conditions or the risks of leaving them on too long, and that tends to slow the rallies, less on Wall Street than for some other markets. But Bernanke is still the bull's short to medium term friend in here, and how. And I think that's also spilling over into gold, which had a quietly steady week last week, with some gains on Friday. And that's again following through today, as I mentioned in my review introduction. And that's an interesting sign technically, because we can also say that precious metals would need to close below their lows of last week. And say all the gains have really been on Friday and today, but they would need to break those little lows that we saw last week to offset short-term scope for additional gains to the upside, in line with an oversold condition that we're seeing overall. Now, elsewhere, most of these currencies are still pretty much range-bound. That's evidence of stability. That's a healthy sign overall. The commodity price inflation is generally kept in check, except for crude oil, which has been worrying about a possible attack on Iran's nuclear installations, as you know. And I think that there's a big hedge factor, therefore, in the crude oil market, and some speculative activity there as well. And that's the main concern I have about global stock markets on a fundamental basis at this time. So, wrap it up, it's still Wall Street leading. I think Asia will need more monetary policy accommodation, particularly from China and, well, most especially from India, which hasn't even started doing that yet. And has other concerns with their various political problems and inability to pass what many investors regard as sufficient entrepreneurial legislation. You know the story. It's one we've heard on many times, but at the moment, judging from stock market action, the early bullish start that India saw, which produced gains, I think, around the end of February of 30% for this year alone, those have been pared back by at least a third, as people ponder the problems that developing economy, growth economy, still has. Interesting day, though. All the best.